All right. Welcome, everybody. Lots of new people online today and some old friends. So it's very exciting for us, Sarah and myself, to get to this point of the Polar Trek program when we have our first webinar and we get to finally meet our new group of teachers and acquaint ourselves over virtually here in the next hour or so. So I just want to welcome you all to our little webinar today. Sorry about some of the technology glitches. That's just the way it is sometimes. We'll try to address some of them after the webinar and see what we can do. So Sarah had this slide up just a little bit ago about Blackboard Collaborate. And so some of you were just logging on a little bit ago, but I'll go over the features. It's a online platform like WebEx and some other things that are out there. And the slide should show up in the center of the screen. When you're asked to talk, there is a talk button above the list of participants. If you are talking through Voice over IP, you need to click on that once at opens the mic and then click on it again when you are done talking. If you're going to do video at the same time, click on the talk, then the video, that opens up both things. Click on them both again to close it. And then if you're on the phone, we'll just call your name and you just talk. If you have a lot of background noise and you're on a phone, use star 6 to mute your phone, or your mute button should work also. Let's see. So if you have questions as you go along, we can type them in the chat area, which is in the bottom. And then we're recording this too, so if for some reason you lose a connection or whatnot, we'll send this out after the event. So what are we going to cover here today? It's just real quick. We're going to go over the Polar Trek program, talk about requirements, a little bit about evaluations. But the main purpose of this webinar is it's our virtual get-to-know-you situation. And so we're going to have you introduce yourself, give a little bit of background about you and where you're going, and then we'll have some time for questions and answers. Anything, Sarah, that you want to add to this right now?
No, it's exciting. Thanks.
Yeah. It is very exciting. So like I said, at this point in time, Sarah and I have spent a lot of time getting to know all of you through paper and on the phone, and some of you we've met in person, but we are just really excited to be at this point where we've finally got our team lined up for the upcoming year. And we couldn't do it all by ourselves. We have a lot of help with Polar Trek, and this slide shows who the Polar Trek team is. There's myself and Sarah. And also on the phone today, we have Heidi Roop, and we'll let her introduce herself in a little bit. And then we also work with our evaluator, Angela Larson. We have a wonderful video production guy, Joette Pauly, who lives in Boston. Another woman who many of you have met online already or through email at least is Rhea, who does a lot of the travel right now for orientation, but she does lots of other work at ARCUS. Ronnie Owens is our guy that's behind the scenes. You'll meet him at orientation for, he's the website developer. And then Zeb, who is Joed's brother, their brothers, who gets all the computers and all the equipment ready and for Polar Trek. And then we also have another person that some of you might know about that are alumni. It's Katie Breen. She used to be an education manager for ARCUS a long time ago and does contract work for us now and lives in Canada. And of course there's other staff at ARCUS like our executive director and business people that hopefully some of them you will meet when you come to Fairbanks for orientation. So somebody else just joined by phone. Who is that?
Ann Garland.
Oh, okay. Ann, welcome. This is Janet.
How are you all?
We're doing great. So, Ann, we're just getting, are you also on and virtually yet? Yep, I see you are.
Yes.
Okay. So a little bit about how Polar Trek is funded. Of course, this is all on the website. Most of you already know this, but we are funded by the National Science Foundation, and this current year that we're working on, or for this time, is a one-year grant. We just got off of a four-year grant, and now we have a one-year grant that we're working on. Polatrek is administered by ARCUS, Arctic Research Consortium, and we'll have during the orientation in Fairbanks, for the teachers anyway, we'll have a little presentation about ARCUS, and there's a lot of information on the ARCUS that you can learn more about the work that ARCUS does. And then we have support, and you guys are going to hear about these acronyms and more about this during orientation and throughout this whole process, but we get field support for Arctic logistics primarily, not exclusively, but primarily from CPS, which is CH2M Hill Polar Services, abbreviated. And then we also get support from the Antarctic Logistics Contract, which is, right now it's with Lockheed Martin. So that's who helps us get you all out to the field and with the research team. And like I said, you'll learn more about them as we go through this whole process. And sometimes, I think some of those people are on the phone. Elaine is on the phone, and was Robbie on today?
Nope, she couldn't make it.
Yeah. So you'll hear from Elaine as well in a little bit when she can introduce herself. So just some real quick background about Polatrek. And like I said, many of you already know this, so this isn't new. This is our opportunity to bring scientists and teachers together and through hands-on field experiences. And it is the field experience itself, which we're going to get you all primed up and excited for, is an opportunity for you to learn about the scientific process as well as scientific content. And this is these are word charts that show you from our current evaluation and things that came up most frequently as the most frequent words that were used by teachers that were involved in our evaluation, and about what they got out of the scientific process and methods, as well as, sorry about that, and scientific content. And so my favorite when I looked at this slide was like, well, they learned something, so that was good, because that's the biggest word there, but also about data and ecosystem and things like that. So Polatrek does provide an opportunity to learn more about the scientific process and scientific content. And again, this will all hit home during orientation as well as you go through this whole process. Speaking of that, bringing it all home, one of the other main pieces of Polatrek, and we will dive into this a lot at orientation with the teachers, is how to bring this back, these experiences back into the classroom. And at orientation, for the researchers, I should let you know if you haven't heard about it. It's the week of February 9th through the 14th up here in Fairbanks, and we can bring all the teachers. Unfortunately, we can't bring all of the researchers, but we do have a couple that will be showing up. But it's our chance for you to meet with alumni from Polatrek and hear how they've used this experience in their professional development and back in their classrooms. Just again to reacquaint you with our goals and what they look like this year, we have an additional goal that we didn't have in the prior 4 years that we've added to this year's, which is goal number 5, and we just decided to just make it more, add some more emphasis to it, which is to develop the long-term professional relationships. Well, I'm sorry, that's not the one. Well, we want to do that too. Which one was the new one, Sarah? Number 3, to develop teachers' educational leadership skills. That's one of the things that we discovered with our data, and we'll share that with the teachers when they're up here in Fairbanks, but is that teachers that have had these experiences you know, years out, we find that not only are you using it in the classroom, but you are become advocates of education and polar science and feeling more confident about your skill level and taking that out and sharing that with other teachers. So you become leaders of education, which is really exciting to see. Okay. So, Sarah, anything you want to add at this point?
No, I think that's good. Again, we're going to go over all this at orientation. So
yeah, we're just whipping through some of this. We want to get to the point to where you guys can all be introduced. So one of the things that we do ask for you, you've already started some of those requirements by being a part of this this webinar, and you've shared some photos and bios that we can post on the website. Some other pieces that you'll do, we will introduce the teachers to, and I want the researchers to know about this, is an education outreach plan. And the researcher team has an integral role in part of this, but it's the responsibility of the teacher to do this piece. And like I said, in Fairbanks we'll go over all of these little requirements and you'll get to know more about your responsibility as a participant in this program. But we have an education outreach plan that has these different components, and we talk about what they all mean and when they're due. And there's parts where the researcher fits in very nicely. And one of them is at the very is this teacher-researcher networking plan. And basically it's a communication plan between the two of you to just write out how you're going to talk to one another before and during and after the field season. And so it just kind of lays it all out so that everybody's very clear about what's to be expected and what you're sharing and whether somebody likes to be called or emailed and maybe even some time frames for sharing that. So that's a place where researchers are very integral. The next part is the lesson plans, 1 and 2, which are up there. So another one we have is the teachers will, after the end of the field season, in a certain amount of time, you'll develop lesson plans that hopefully you can use in your classroom and then share with others. And we want those to be vetted by the research team before they're sent to us. So again, these are things that you'll discuss while you're with the team and get ideas on what to maybe put as a lesson plan. And then they'll be looked at by the research team to make sure it's scientifically correct. And then the other two, the other top portion about outreach strategies and documentation and professional outreach, all those are just different plans on how you're going to reach out to either colleagues, teachers, other teachers, or out to the students or to a bigger public like your neighborhood or your community. And we'll go over those pieces, and they do involve the research team, and in the sense that, you know, there may be some of those activities where you want them to be involved in and they participate in, but they also, one of the documents that you'll get introduced to is basically a really big Excel spreadsheet called the Outreach Documentation Form, and that's where you'll document all your different activities, who you talk to, when you talk to them, what kind of presentation, and et cetera. Whether or if something got published, you'll document it there. If you had a news story, et cetera. And that gets used and shared with not only us, but it gets sent to our funders, and it also gets sent to the research team. And again, we'll go into more of the details of all of that at orientation. But I think mostly I just want to let the researchers know that there are a lot of requirements, and there are things that you can follow along the way as part of the team to see how and your particular teacher is using this experience as well. Okay. So another important program activity is phone calls and webinars. You're part of the first webinar, and we'll have some other webinars coming up. But we use these activities to help us touch base with you as well as a way to convey information to a really diverse and spread out group. Everybody's all over the place, so we have to use webinars to kind of be our virtual connection since we can't do face-to-face meetings all the time. So one of the things that you can expect along the way for every team is that we'll have a pre-field call for sure. And this is a call, at least one call, sometimes it's more depending on the logistics, where ARCUS, the teacher, maybe a mentor teacher or alumni that's had a similar experience, the research team, and the logistics provider, either Elaine or Robbie, will attend the meeting and we'll talk about going over all the getting prepped for the field and what you need to pack and, you know, all the really nitty-gritty of getting ready. And then we do a similar post-field call after everybody's returned back. We haven't fleshed out all of our webinars. We may have a webinar. Heidi Roop has been contracted by ARCUS, and she can talk more in a little bit, but she'll be working with the scientists more exclusively than the teachers, and so we may have a special webinar just for scientists about working with teachers and how to make that a success. And then some of the other webinars are just follow-up webinars or real specific to Arctic or Antarctic. Sarah's pushed out the program timeline, and this is just to give you an idea of how things flow or what we anticipate this year. Teachers, don't panic if you see a bunch of this stuff coming up online and like, wow, that would be really great to have. You will get that at orientation, both in hard copy. You'll get it in digital copy. And I'm sure an alumni would tell you the other place to look is online. You'll be given access to the teacher's manual where we store all of this stuff online. So don't panic right now. We just want you to know that it's out there. And Sarah and I, sometimes we feel very disorganized, but hey, we're organized. another major component of ARCUS is program evaluation. You're going to be introduced to this in a variety of ways and a variety of times, and also if you're a researcher versus teacher, it comes out and you'll be approached in different ways as well, or different data gathering instruments will be used with you. So the first one will be for all the teachers. Actually, Sarah, have we sent out that pretest yet, or that's probably what we got to talk about next week?
No, that'll come up just before orientation.
Yeah. So one of the things we asked when all the researchers applied to host a teacher was a set of 4 or 5 questions, and I can't remember which, but set of questions about their research that they think at the end of a field season somebody should know about their research. Well, guess what? You get to answer as an educator in our program, you'll get to answer those questions in a pretest here before you actually come to Fairbanks. So anticipate an email soon that will have a link to a test, testing your knowledge about the polar regions and various sciences and disciplines. and we don't grade them, but we do use that as a gauge of whether you've learned anything through our program. And we do that pre and post. So a year from now, you would take a similar test or in the spring. And then we also have things for the students and as well as researchers. But it's always ongoing, and it's a very big part of our program, and it's one of the reasons why we get funded. And as researchers know, we like data points, and you're all of our data points. So please participate in all of our evaluation activities. So with that, we will get to having each project and team introduce themselves. But before that, I didn't know there was a slide with pictures, but the Earth Stars. Before that, I want to have the people that I kind of mentioned introduce themselves that won't actually have a team project or picture. And yeah, that is this one. Sorry, Sarah. I got ahead of myself. I didn't know where that was in our world.
You want to start at the end and let them introduce themselves? It's kind of at the end of our group here.
Okay. We could do that's fine. We can do that at the end then. Sorry about that. I was out of order. I jumped ahead of myself. So the next two slides are just the yellow stars indicate where people are going in our polar world. This is for the Arctic. And then we have one for the Antarctic. The white stars are where people have gone in the past, so different expeditions. So you can kind of see, figure out where you might be on that little map and if somebody else has been there already. I like the yellow star way out there in the boondocks there. Okay, so I'll turn this back over towards, how about Sarah, you want to do this piece?
Yeah, sure. All right, so we are going to give you guys a chance to turn it over to you to introduce yourself. We have lots of folks, so I'll try and keep it short, but at the same time, just let us know, teachers, your name, school, city, state, wherever you might be, and something you're looking forward to with Polar Trek, and kind of the same for researchers. We'd love to know what you're looking forward to within the Polar Trek program as well. And researchers, you can also give like just a little elevator speech about what your project is and where you're going. We've got lots more information coming out on the website pretty soon. And so what I'll do is we've got everybody's pictures up here, and I know everybody's got the slides at home if they needed them. So what we'll do is we'll probably start up here with the teachers, and then with each teacher that speaks, then we'll go to the researcher that is online. And if they're not, I'll kind of fill in the pieces. But Tina, would you like to start?
Sure. So can you hear me okay?
Sure can.
Okay. So I'm Tina Shimataro, and I'm from Ipswich, Massachusetts, just north of Boston. And I teach 8th grade earth science at a middle school here in Ipswich. I've been trying for 5 years to get on a team, so I'm so excited about this, and I'm most looking forward to just the experience, to be doing science, collecting data, and being out in the environment and studying what's happening out in the environment. I'm so thrilled.
Thanks, Tina. That was perfect. So Jason actually couldn't make it, so she's working with Jason Briner, headed to Greenland this summer, and he is coming from the university, the New York University at Buffalo, in the field of geology. And so they'll be in Greenland studying Arctic melting ice caps, and a piece of his application that he sent to us kind of illuminates what they're up to. The goal being that they're looking at the abrupt climate changes over the past 5,000 years in the Arctic. This goal will be addressed with the powerful data sets driven, derived from radiocarbon-dated vegetation preserved beneath ice caps for hundreds and thousands of years, but now exposed annually by current ice margin retreat in West Greenland. So that's what her project is all about. So what I'll do now is turn it over to Lauren. We'll go down the list here. Lauren, are you available?
Yeah. Hi. The dog got a little startled by that. Hi, I'm Lauren, and I live in Denver, Colorado, and the school I teach at is St. Mary's Academy in a suburb of Denver, and I teach at an all-girls high school, and I teach biology and AP environmental science. And I'm most excited just to get back out in the field and get the chance to see what this ecosystem really is like firsthand.
Thanks, Lauren. That was perfect. All right. And Byron, are you still available?
Yeah, here I am. Get my video on.
Great.
Hey, everybody.
Perfect.
I'm Byron Crump. I'm at the Oregon State University, and this summer I'm looking forward to working with Lauren up in the Arctic at the Tulik Field Station, which is a station on the north slope of Alaska, and we'll be working on a project studying the diversity, basic diversity and activity of microbes and bacteria in water, in lakes, streams, and soils. The goal of the project is to look at short-term and long-term changes in microbial diversity as a potentially useful signal for the impacts of climate change on the tundra. I guess that's
perfect.
It.
Thanks, Byron. Wonderful. And it looks like Emily Dodson is next. Are you available?
Yes, can you? Have you done it?
I think it's starting to make the connection too. Yeah, there you are.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. My name is Emily Dodson. I'm from Lexington, Kentucky, and I work at Crawford Middle School, and I change grades around a lot, but currently this year I'm teaching 6th grade integrated science, and I'm looking forward to camping out in the field in Greenland the most.
Thanks, Emily. That was perfect. All right, and I believe we have Christine.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Sweet, I can hear you.
I'm Christine. I'm a researcher, a grad student at Dartmouth College in Hanover, New Hampshire. I'm studying the range expansion of plants and if climate change will affect the relationship between plants and pollinators. And what I can't wait for is for Emily to see Greenland and to see what her students are most curious about.
Perfect. Thanks, Christine. So we do not have Lynn Reed on the line. She is on her way to Antarctica today. So Lynn Reed is an Einstein Fellow. She's been a teacher in Virginia, a math teacher, and she is doing what was a year-long fellowship turning into 2 years with the National Science Foundation, and she runs the JSEP program, or the Joint Science Education Project, which is a program in the summertime that sends high school students to work with, U.S. high school students to work with Greenlandic and Danish high school students in a sort of science education and cultural exchange throughout the continent of Greenland. And if you do have high school students that are interested in applying, it is open for applications right now. So if you went to the ARCUS website and searched for the Joint Science Education Project, you'll find the application. If you don't, let me know and I can send that along to you. But Lynn's excited to be taking students out into Greenland again this summer. And with that, I'll turn it over to Andre.
Hi, I'm Andre. I am a science teacher, chemistry and biology in Aspen, Colorado. And I'm just excited to get up to the North Slope of Alaska and get out in the field and be part of a research team and actually get involved in doing some science. I'm really looking forward to it.
Thanks, Andre. And I think, Jeanette, we have you, but we don't have Corey, correct?
Yes, Corey is writing his pre-proposal today. I'm Jeanette Moore. I'm actually at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. We do collaborate, though, with Anchorage campus as well. And our researchers are from both places. What I'm really looking forward to is the team spirit that our Polar Trek teachers bring. I think you all will really enjoy that part. The goal of our project, we study Arctic ground squirrels, and people always think that, you know, it's the cold that really gets to people in Alaska, but, you know, we have a lot of dark during the winter. That's even probably more important, and a lot of light during the summer, but squirrels have somehow managed to figure out that they have a 24-hour rhythm regardless, and so that's what we are studying, circadian rhythm in squirrels. So welcome on board, Andre.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Jeanette. So I will turn it over to Peggy McNeil. Are you available?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. My name's Peggy McNeil, and I teach 8th grade physical science in El Cajon, California, which is a suburb of San Diego, where the high today was 82 degrees. So I am headed to Svalbard to study high Arctic change, and I'm really excited about it and looking forward to it, to go to a place that is so completely different from any place that I've ever been before, and also doing science again and collecting real data. I've got a little bit of a background in oceanography and geoscience, so I've done some research off the coast of Indonesia, where it was very warm when I was an undergraduate, and then some storm chasing with my master's program, and those were great experiences that I have incorporated into my classroom. So I'm looking forward to doing things that I can bring real data and experience back to the kids, because I think sometimes they see science as something that they kind of learn and are disconnected from, but being able to bring an experience like this that's real and they know somebody who's actually done it, I think will be very motivating and exciting for them.
Thanks, Peggy. That was wonderful. And I believe we have Julie Brigham Grady on the line. Do you have a... And what I'll do is I'll turn off Peggy's microphone and go ahead, Julie, if you press the talk button, we'll be able to hear you.
Okay. Thought I had it. All right. There you go. I am Julie Brigham Grady at University of Massachusetts. I'm a professor of geology, and I particularly study climate change across different parts of the Arctic. And I'm really looking forward to the partnerships in mapping out daily activities with our students and also with Peggy, and also the follow-up that we hope that will happen after the post-field season. So I think Ross is online, but on the phone.
Do we have Ross Powell?
Yeah, I'm on the phone here. Hi.
Hello. You want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, sorry, I couldn't log in for some reason. Yeah, so I'm Ross Powell. I'm at Northern Illinois University, just outside of Chicago, and I work up in the Arctic as well as down in the Antarctic, so this time we're taking a student up to the Arctic, Julie and I, and really looking forward to it. Our program is an REU program, which is a research experience for undergrads as well, and so the teacher will be mixed in with a bunch of undergraduate students, so we're hoping to get some teacher mentoring of students as well, so it'll be a good mix and interaction.
Right. Thanks, Ross. All right. And not to be left out, we've got even more teachers headed to the Arctic. So I believe we have Russell. I know you had to jump out of school and then catch up with us. So press the talk button down to talk when you're ready. And if you have video, you can use that.
I got both. And let me just get the audio. How's that? My name is Russell Hood. I'm a science teacher, teach physics and AP physics in Anchorage, Alaska. And yes, I arrived late to the meeting, though not too many people probably noticed that, picking up my children at school and walking back in kind of a snowstorm here right now. I'm really looking forward to going to Greenland. There's so much to look forward to, just seeing the continent, seeing the science that we do on board the plane. It'll be a lot of flying, it sounds like, and I'm really excited about that. And also really about what I can bring back to the students. It'll be nice timing for me. I'll just have a couple weeks left with the seniors when they get back and before they disappear for the rest of their lives. So it'll be a good time just to pile them with anything I got from the experience in Greenland.
Thanks, Russell. And I believe we have George Hale.
Yes, hi. My name is George Hale. I'm the Education and Public Outreach Lead for IceBridge. And we're really excited to have Russell coming along with us. This is going to be our third year having a teacher in the field through Polar Trek. So we're anxious. We're going to see what kind of things he can come up with, new classroom activities and things like that.
Great, George. Wonderful. Our next teacher on the list is Cyan Proctor. She might be able to join us as the hour turns here. So she was also kind of running around a little bit this afternoon. So hopefully she'll be able to join us if she can.
I'm actually on the phone.
Oh, hi, Cyan.
Can you hear me?
Wonderful. Yeah.
Yep.
So
I'm here. Yes, I'm Cyan Proctor, and I'm in Phoenix, Arizona. Like Peggy, I'm experiencing a beautiful winter, and I teach at South Mountain Community College. I'm a geology instructor, and I am really looking forward to experiencing an environment that's very different than the one I live in and bringing that back to my students and seeing if I can survive cold weather.
That sounds good. And Anne Garland, I believe, is on the phone if you'd like to speak in.
Hi, Sam. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Kathleen is also on the a phone, so I don't know if she wants to you know, add anything, but I am doing a project in with the North Slope Borough Risk Management, the Iliscovik College Cooperative Extension, and the Barrow Arctic Science Consortium, along with our nonprofit, which is Applied Research and Environmental Sciences Nonprofit. And so our focus is an historical ecology model, but we're applying it to risk management to assist the community. That's the goal. And what we're really looking assist them with risk management as far as the coastline, the North Slope coastline issues. And what we're really looking forward to with Sian is the fact that she does have a background in disaster mitigation. She's teaching a class in it for her students, so it's very much going to be applied for her to be part of this project. So we're really excited about expanding our student base. We have several students that will be working with us up there, but she will add a tremendous amount to our project.
And this is Kathleen Fisher. I don't know if you can hear me, but I just wanted to say hello.
Yeah, we can hear you. Go right ahead.
Oh, great. Well, the only thing I was going to add is one of the things we're looking forward to doing with Cyan is to begin studies of what we hope to be a long-term coastal erosion study looking at the coastal bluffs that protect Barrow and some of the other communities along the North Slope. So I think we have some fun activities for the field, and I think and hope that they will translate well to the classroom.
Yes. Also, I should add, I didn't mention this, but we are beginning I don't know if anybody on the phone call knows anything about community emergency response teams, but the North Slope Borough has agreed and wants us to help initiate a teen cert program for middle schoolers. So we're going to be training the next generation as to how to handle so much change up there.
Thanks for adding that. Perfect. If you have anything, you could write it in the chat box. And Anne, I think you're online, so you'll be able to see that. Great. And we'll turn it over to Regina Breaker. If you have video or talk, go right ahead.
Okay, hi. My name is Regina Brinker. I'm a middle school teacher in Livermore, California. We're near San Francisco. And I teach sixth grade earth science and a seventh and eighth grade engineering elective. I'm really looking forward to getting out into the field and doing data collection and field work. And I'm looking forward to February in Fairbanks. That's just really intriguing. And I hope you have one day of that super cold weather just to experience that. One day is good, and then I think that's it. But I'm looking forward to the meeting. You can remind me I said that when it's minus 36 again. But.
Yeah, I might.
Yeah, okay. Thanks,
Regina. That's perfect. And we have Rose Corey on the line.
Yeah, hi. Rose Corey here. I'm a professor of aquatic geochemistry and earth and environmental sciences at the University of Michigan. And on this project, we're looking at how and how fast organic carbon in permafrost is converted into carbon dioxide once that permafrost is thawed and warmed and exposed to bacteria and sunlight at the Earth's surface. And I'm looking forward to working with Regina and learning from her brilliant, creative ways at turning some of these abstract concepts that we study into concepts that are manageable at the K through 12 level.
Perfect. Thanks, Rose. And the two folks on the right side of the screen are Poetic alumni teachers that are have developed mini proposals with their teams to head back out into the field. And go ahead, Tom, if you'd like to jump in.
Okay. Hi, I'm Tom Lane. I teach high school science at Bellows Tree Academy in Fairfax, Vermont. Anatomy and physiology, earth science, and botany this semester. And I had an excellent experience with Polar Trek working with Elizabeth Webb in Healy last field season. And I'm really looking forward to working on a mini research project with Marguerite this summer.
Perfect. Thanks, Tom, so much. And we'll turn it over to Lisa Seth.
Hi, my name is Lisa Seth, and I teach middle school science at Spring School in Springs, New York, out in Long Island. And I'm really looking forward to rejoining my research team in Bear, Alaska, and bringing my community along with us again.
Thanks, Lisa. Boy, can you imagine trying to pick all these amazing teachers for research projects? It was wonderful. And we even have more. So here are teachers who are headed to Antarctica. So I'm going to start with Armando here. Armando, do you have audio to talk? And unfortunately, I can't hear you, Armando. Janet, do you hear him? Oh, no, we don't hear you, Armando. Sorry about that.
No.
Looks like he's typing, so let me just check in real quick. Okay, that's fine, Armando. Head to the phone line, and we'll actually just come back to you in a second. We'll go on to Dominique while you get set up with the phone. So I'll turn it over to Dominique.
Is it there?
Dominique, you should be okay now.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hi, everyone. Yeah. My name is Dominique Richardson. I'm from Long Beach, California, which is kind of part of LA County. And I work at Cabrillo Marine Aquarium, where we have this wonderful program where high schoolers and middle schoolers from surrounding schools can come and work on their own independent research projects. And so I work as a teacher mentoring the students on their independent research projects for school and science fair. And I think what I'm looking forward to most is going out and getting real field experience that I can bring back to my students to help them better be able to develop the research projects and execute the research projects that they're doing.
Thanks, Dolly. That's great. So Frank Nooch, who is her researcher, was not able to make a call this evening, but he is coming from Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory at Columbia University. And they're heading to East Antarctica aboard the research vessel, the Nathaniel B. Palmer. So that's some of those initials you see there on the screen. And they're studying the vulnerability of East Antarctic ice streams to warm ocean water incursions. So as there's melting, how is that affecting Antarctic ice streams, particularly melting coming off of the ice sheets that are in Antarctica? So that's the basics of their project. And yeah, as Janet was saying, Frank is also new to us. We have a lot of first-time Polar Trek researchers, so it's great to have new researchers with us. And I think what I'll do, did Armando make it onto the phone line? No, I'll let him keep going. Looks like maybe that was Armando?
Yes, you hear me now?
Yes, go right ahead, Armando.
Very good. My name is Armando Calzade. I teach at Pontifical Catholic University here in Puerto Rico. I teach introductory astronomy. I also teach with Keywords Inc. under a 21st Century Community Learning Center's grant with the federal government and also with the Puerto Rico Department of Education. I also teach introductory astronomy. I'm trying to add geoscience content. So one of the things that I really intend to do with my organization is to add geoscience content to my classes and also to teach students in the community how scientists work and how scientists die.
Thanks, Armando. And we'll go to Jim Madsen.
Oh, can you hear me? All right,
yes,
great. I'm on an old computer, so I don't have a video. I'm the chair of the physics department at the University of Wisconsin River Falls, and then also at the staff time, I'm the associate director of Ice Cube, in charge of the education and outreach. So we're very excited to have Armando with us. I'm particularly tried myself because I've always wanted to go to Puerto Rico. So this is, I hope I get a chance to visit Armando and work with him. And I think his enthusiasm is really incredible, and the opportunity to go and visit Puerto Rico. And as Armando has told me, talk to people who really don't think much about the Antarctic is going to be quite neat. So we're looking forward to this experience with him. Ice Cube, what we do is we've transformed the ice at the South Pole into a strange type of telescope. So we look for particles called neutrinos, and this is like a 50-year quest to try to, from when the idea was first introduced in this last year, we just identified about 28 neutrinos that we're quite confident have come from high energy events out in space. And so that's been quite exciting. And so we have more data to look at now, and then also some ideas on how to expand the detectors.
All right, well, I apologize. I'm going to jump back a slide here. So I introduced our alumni, Tom and Lisa, but please, Marguerite, we'd love for you to introduce yourself. My apologies. And
Marguerite,
the top button.
Oh, ah. Now, am I on?
Perfect.
Okay.
Yes.
Hi. So my name's Marguerite, and I just started a postdoc position in Ted Shore's lab, which is the lab that Tom was in Healy with last year. And I've heard a lot of great things about Polar Trek, but never had the chance to host a teacher because my research before this was actually in San Diego, and Polar Trek doesn't cover San Diego. and I'm really excited to learn from Tom how he uses our research in his school and education material. And I also have heard that Tom is a very avid skier, so I'm very excited to ski with him he's coming in the summer. I'm not excited to ski with him, but I'm very excited to meet him.
That's perfect. And we do have Lisa. She's going to be working with Karen Ashton and the larger team, but we have Steve Okeman on the phone. Steve, are you still there? Or on the computer?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm an oceanographer for the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Glad to have Lisa back. I hope she brings some more smoked paprika recipes. So maybe some bacon recipes also. We do work, this will be our 10th field season up near Barrow. We do oceanographic field work, basically monitoring conditions in and around the Barrow area. We do physical oceanography, some chemical oceanography, and we sample for zooplankton. Lisa was a great participant a couple of years ago, and it was a lot of fun having her on the boat.
Thanks, Steve. And Steve, as well as Julie, will be headed to the Polar Trek orientation for at least a few days, and so you'll get to meet them. All right, let me jump back to Lucy Coleman here. Lucy, are you available?
Can you hear me now? Okay, so this is Lucy Coleman, and I'm a teacher for middle school science in Sacramento, California. I teach life science and physical science at a performing and fine arts academy. And I'm very excited and looking forward to the collaboration with the researchers on this project, Don and Tyler, and I'm also really looking forward to just being a part of the larger polar education community. I think that has a lot of opportunities for professional growth for me in a way that is pretty unique, and I think will be of just tremendous benefit for both my students and I. And those are the things I'm most looking forward to.
Thanks, Lucy. And we should have Dawn available.
Yeah. Is the volume good this time?
Oh, it sounds great.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. I'm a professor of geobiology at University of California, Davis, just down the road from Lucy. And we're going to the Dry Valleys and then looking at the microbial life that lives in ice-covered lakes. And specifically, we're going to Lake Joyce this coming year. And we're interested in looking at these lakes because they don't have any of the larger organisms like worms and fish to eat the photosynthetic bacteria. So it's a little bit like going back into early Earth before animals evolved. And so the bacteria in these lakes make things called stromatolites, which are a lot like some of the fossils from rocks that are 2.5 or 3 billion years old. So we are actually melting a hole in the ice, sending divers down, and they take images and collect samples. We also drill holes in the ice and send cameras down. And so we're looking at how the bacteria grow and what makes the shapes of the stromatolites, and so to try to understand the early evolution of life on Earth. And we're particularly excited to be hosting Lucy. She actually contacted me about the program. I didn't know about Polar Trek before. And we expect to have a collaboration where her students can come visit us at UC Davis, and we can go to her classrooms. And so we see this as the beginning of a long-term collaboration.
Perfect. Thanks. And then we also have Alex, and she is one of our Polar Trek alumni as well, written into her researcher's grant. And Dr. Burns couldn't make it, Alex, so you are welcome to explain your research project as well.
Sure. My name is Alex Eilers, and I'm the manager of education at the Pink Palace Museum. It's a natural and cultural history museum, and it is located in Memphis, Tennessee. And I was like they said, I was an alumni, and my first expedition was at McMurdo Station, and we were studying Weddell seals, and we were putting tracking devices on the seals to find out where they basically wintered over, where they went during the wintertime, and they did some oceanographic and animal physiology stuff with that. This year, we're extending our research, and it is called The Cost of a New Fur Coat, and it's actually a study on how biology and the environment influence the seals molting and breeding. And what I'm most excited about, when we went down the first time, it was in the January-February season, and the seal pups were huge. So this year we're going down in the November-December season, so I'm really excited to see some seal pups.
Thanks, Alex. That was perfect. And this last person on the bottom right, Yamini Bala, she is not on the webinar today. Her expedition was supposed to go this past winter, so just a few months ago, but because of the government shutdown, Antarctica was affected by that. And there was a lot of strategizing that needed to be done with funding and keeping people safe and healthy on the ice and for what projects were going to go at that time. And their project was right there on the edge of when we had our government shutdown. And so that project was canceled for this year, but we're hoping that they're headed back out to the ice this coming winter, North American winter, so kind of the fall or winter of 2014-15 with our Antarctica folks. They're heading to the West Antarctic Ice Sheet, or WAIS Divide, with Dr. Aaron Pettit and Rachel Obard, and they're studying the microstructures of ice within ice sheets. So that's a really brief explanation. And, yeah, we are really glad that Amy will hopefully be able to go again, to the field this year. So that is all of our teachers, and quickly, here's a chance for you to get to know a little bit more about the support staff that are on the call. So Janet, if you want to introduce yourself, go right ahead.
You haven't heard enough from me already? Jeez. I think everybody knows who I am and where I come from. I remember saying it on all the interviews and introducing myself. So I'm actually not going to say very much more about myself. I'm very excited to meet everybody. Very
sounds good. I just wanted to say hi.
Excited to meet you guys.
Really excited to meet you guys. So I'm Sarah. I'm working up here in Fairbanks with Janet. And I'm going to turn it over to Heidi Roop. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Heidi Roop. I am a researcher currently in New Zealand at the Antarctic Research Center. I've been involved with Polar Trek since it was Trek back in 2005. So have been quite involved and clearly am a big fan. And this, I'm sort of taking a new role this year, which will be a science liaison. So my real goal is to help the researchers benefit from this experience. And we saw that there were a lot of learning that happened as far as those word blurbs that we saw earlier. And I guess I'm hoping to work with scientists to make sure that they feel that the scientific process and the real meat and potatoes of their science outside of the field experience is translated well and effectively and then utilized in the classrooms and communities that we have our teachers representing. So I ultimately, I guess, I'm just going to help to create and hopefully help to continue the collaborations and relationships that develop throughout your experience, both as a researcher and a teacher. So, more soon.
Thanks, Heidi. And Elaine Hood. I think your phone is on mute.
Okay, now can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm Elaine Hood. I work in our Denver office. We are the logistical contractor for the Antarctic program. I was a teacher for almost 20 years, and I've now been doing the Antarctic gig for about 15 years. So I'm going to be helping those of you going to Antarctica as a liaison, how to pack, what to pack, helping you out with as you're going through your physical qualification process, making sure that everything's getting turned in on time and things like that. So eager to work with all of you.
Elaine is an invaluable resource. Thank you so much for that. We don't have Robbie Score here on the phone, but she is sort of the polar opposite of what Elaine is up to. So she's helping out the Arctic folks. She will be attending orientation, and so you'll meet her there. So that is everybody. And Janet, I'm going to turn it back over to you for closing thoughts and next steps.
Much to say there either, except for that we're well on our way. I think the next thing is that, like I said, many of you will get an email soon about that evaluation piece and that pretest. So go back to that. I don't know. We won't have to do that one slide that you showed, Sarah. It's fine.
Okay.
And I think you just need to know that Sarah and I are here. We're your resource. If something comes up, you got questions along the way, feel free to call us or email us. There's lots of things that are going on, and we're here to support you in whatever way we can. And at times of the year, like this time of year, it's really busy for us because we're getting ready for orientation, and then there'll be kind of a lull until the first expedition starts heading out. But we're just here. This slide that Sarah put up is about the NSF hopes for Polar Trek. I guess I can convey what they want to see out of this program. One of the reasons why they're funding Polar Trek is to they're very keen on seeing the integration of research and education.
And they are really interested in how these experiences impact classrooms and students and how the students might be more interested in polar science and or careers in the future as either scientists or polar scientists. So that's kind of their big thing. They like to see all the activities and all the PR that comes from these experiences, and they also, of course, want to see teachers be better at teaching science. So they're heavily invested in this. They have been for quite a while. We have a lot of support with them, and yeah, it's really good. I should also say that we don't, not all of our funding, I mentioned most of our funding comes from NSF, but as you will probably notice, we have one project with NASA. We do get funding from NASA to support a teacher, and we've also had other collaborations. Like this year, we actually have four teachers that are working with their researchers that aren't funded directly through Polartrek, and so it's just really good to have those connections. One thing that I want to mention just right here before we sign off is that in addition to the orientation, some of you may start having conversations with one another about, oh, you know, it'd be really great to have that researcher come to my classroom before I go out on the expedition, or really be neat to go meet that researcher at their lab or someplace in the world before you go out to the field. And we do support that. We also support it after the field. But as you're starting to think about how to collaborate with those teams, you should know that we do have funding to support those kind of activities. And at this point, just drop Sarah and myself a note through email or give us a call, and we'll let you know how to get that funding. So as you start to think about these things, realize that there is some money to help you along your way. I think that's it. Sarah and I can stay online for a little bit if people have questions about, particularly about teachers, that might have questions about orientation or something. If there's something you've been dying to know, we'll stay online here. Otherwise, I think that's a wrap.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks so much. Just get a hold of us whenever you need us. And yeah, we'll hang around here for questions. So if folks want to type them in or hit the talk button, you're welcome to.
Bye, thanks.
Bye. Great. Have a good evening. Thanks for staying up with us, everybody.
Thanks so much. Thanks. I'm looking forward to freezing in Fairbanks.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. See y'all. See ya, Lisa. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye, Steve.
Bye, all.
Bye.
Bye. Take care.